So I came across this crazy stat from the UN, which says that we need to build 96,000 houses every single day over the next 5 years if we're going to house all the people who need somewhere to live all around the world. I knew housing was in crisis, but that is wild. So to get my head around this, I want to plot 96 of these little houses, which represent 1,000 of the 96,000 we need to build, across this map in all the places the report says they need to go. But before we even get to that, 96,000, how did they even get to such a big number? I find the idea of building tens of thousands of houses a day pretty hard to wrap my head around. So I called up the executive director of UN Habitat. What does that number mean? Can you just explain
it? Yeah, sure, Josh. Yeah, it's a huge number and it scares us. The estimate was that the world has about 1.1 billion people living in informal settlements or slums, about 1.6 billion facing affordability challenges, and around 300 million homelessness.
That's almost 3 billion people who need housing for the next 5 years. But how does that become 96,000 houses a day? If we divide that by five people living together, which is the average size of the household, that's 600 million houses. And then if we divide it by 15, which is the years since they've done the report, that's 40 million. And then if we divide that by the number of days in the year, we get to 96,000 a day. Okay, I think I get it. But it's not an exact number, and it's left me with a lot more questions, to be honest. Like, what kind of houses are we talking about? What do they look like? Do we literally need to build this many? And where? Have you kind of broken that down in terms of regions and areas of the world?
The situation is really global, but the deficits, they tend to be bigger in the global south.
By deficit, Anna Claudia means the difference between the people who need a house and the total houses we already have in the world is the gap between those numbers. If you look at the map, you can see that we need to add 3 across Europe and North America, 10 in Latin America, 6 in North Africa, 20 in Sub-Saharan Africa, 21 in Central and Southern Asia, 37 in Eastern and Southeastern Asia. Okay, so there you go, housing crisis solved. It might not look that bad in North America and Europe, but we know there's a housing crisis there. But I'm really starting to understand the scale of the problem when you look at how many houses we need to build in the global south.
Let's think about the different types of needs that we have. The size of the markets in the global south, let's say Latin America or Africa, is very small compared to the size of the population, meaning that many of these people, they needed to go and move to slums. In African cities, 50% of the population live in average in slums, in informal settlements. If you look at Latin America, we're talking about 20% of the population.
Slums or informal settlements are places where people lack access to basic public services like electricity or sewers.
One issue that has been affecting more recently countries in the global north is the affordability gap.
Which is no surprise, because we can barely afford the housing that we have in Europe and the US.
I will never be able to afford a house.
Being completely radicalized by the rental housing market right now.
It's a symptom of what's being called the affordability crisis.
The United States is facing a historic housing deficit of 6 million houses. It means that neither the market or policies are reaching out to the total of the population or to the housing needs, so you have a housing deficit. What we see is that, you know, all regions and all countries are facing issues with housing affordability, housing deficit, and homelessness. Homelessness is also a little bit tricky because first we don't have a definition, a global definition for homelessness. In many countries, they don't collect data on homelessness, or sometimes they collect and they don't publish. But we see a high prevalence of homelessness in the global south, although we see in cities in Europe and in North America, in the global north, also an emerging trend of increased homelessness.
A crisis in southern Nevada. Homelessness is an issue that you can see everywhere you look.
What are the main drivers of this global housing crisis?
While we are still struggling with housing affordability, informality, we are losing houses.
En el estado de Mérida, la crecida de los ríos ha generado inundaciones.
No pude recuperar nada de lo que yo tenía en mi casa.
We are losing houses for disasters. We saw floodings in many countries. We have fires. No, you saw LA, how many houses were lost there in fire. Conflicts are generating large numbers of displaced population.
Another place of shelter in Gaza destroyed.
For me, there is one critical aspect, which is land and the price of land. Because if we look at the cost of the house, one of the main inputs is land. So perhaps we have to go densities.
I actually hadn't thought about that, that land is such a huge part of this. Countries don't just need to pay for all these new houses, but also the land that they're built on. If that's kind of the really big picture scale of the task, which seems, you know, insurmountable when you put it in those terms, which countries stand out to you who are actually implementing some of these solutions?
Thailand, for example, is a program called CODI. Communities living in slums, they revitalize their slums, they rebuild, sometimes they find a new piece of land. Brazil, for example, has operated also around organized social movement, launched a very large-scale housing program. 7 million units were produced since 2009. Looking at Europe, a classic case is the case of the city of Vienna, where I believe a quarter of the population live under social housing schemes. The technical solutions, they are there. We have the menu. I believe the solution is how we take this menu, this global menu, and we apply to the local context based on what I said before, the assets that you have.
What gives you hope in your work?
If I wouldn't be hopeful, Josh, I wouldn't be here in this position. I really believe transformation is possible.